Welcome to the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of motivational thoughts, news stories, and research from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. This podcast is brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Here's a short preview of my narration of the audiobook, The Gift of Grit. Unleash the power of passion and perseverance. Rewire your beliefs, build resilience, and achieve your long-term goals. Personal Mastery Series, Book 2, written by Saum Bothla, narrated by Russell Newton. Introduction. Grit is passion and perseverance for very long-term goals. Grit is having stamina. Grit is sticking with your future day in, day out. Not just for the week, not just for the month, but for years. And working really hard to make that future a reality. Grit is living life like it's a marathon, not a sprint. Angela Duckworth. My friend Jenny embodies the essence of grit. She is the eldest of five children and grew up in a poor, developing country. The year Jenny turned 18, her mother died while giving birth to her brother. Since her father was only employed part-time, Jenny had to step up and provide for her family. Despite having two full-time jobs at a factory and at a doctor's clinic, she finished college on a full scholarship. Oftentimes, she had to skip meals so she could have enough cash to buy rice for her younger brothers and sisters. Her whole family lived in the basement of a shack in the slum part of town. The basement often flooded during the rainy season. All sorts of garbage, excrement, and debris would make it onto her family's living room. Throughout her life, she was dismissed or laughed at by her neighbors and even relatives for wasting her time getting a college education. They told her she should just get married and let her no-good siblings fend for themselves. But she didn't pay any attention to what people said about her. She kept her family together and provided for them by putting off getting married until she was well into her 30s. Today, Jenny lives in a big metropolitan city, the proud mother of an engineer son and an attorney daughter. She owns two homes and has retired comfortably. At any point, Jenny could have easily quit. After all, she had more than enough excuses to quit. She could have easily justified giving up and taking the easy way out by getting married as a teenager. Her family was broke. Her parents and grandparents had never seen the inside of a college. Her mother died early. Her father was almost always never around. One of her siblings was constantly in and out of jail. She lived in a community where pursuing a college education or even speaking English was viewed as being uppity and pretentious. Despite the total lack of support, her depressing environment, and gnawing insecurities, she stayed focused on her dream of getting a college degree. After long years of college, which were often interrupted by very demanding work schedules and frequent family emergencies, she earned that college education she has had her eye on since she was a little girl. Why did Jenny succeed when there are countless other Jennies out there who quit on their dreams and quietly faded into a background of poverty, misery, and anonymity? What did Jenny have that other people in her situation didn't? Well, it wasn't her IQ. She had a fairly average IQ. It wasn't her ability. It wasn't her EQ either. EQ, of course, involves the ability to emotionally read other people and get along smoothly at all times. In fact, she is quite a bit of a wallflower, a true introvert. Although not exactly a dull student, Jenny was not the sharpest tool in the shed. Painfully shy, she wasn't exactly the life of the party. Regardless, she was able to become successful enough to move all her family members to a metropolitan city to enjoy comfortable, middle-class lives. What is her secret? It was grit. She simply hung on, despite how hard things got. She remained motivated regardless of how many people told her she would fail or wouldn't amount to much. Regardless of whatever negativity people had for her, her family, her neighborhood, She kept keeping on. She stayed focused on her ultimate goals, even when she felt she was running on empty.
Amazon.com has more information regarding the author and this book.
Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.